Zois chukas ha-teira. Zog Rashi, lefi sha-asotn vu mezoi, la moine nes Yisroa loimer ma ha-mitzvah ha-zois, u ma tam yesh bo. Vichach kosuba chuka. Gzei rehi mi lefonai. Ein lecha reshus lahar-achra. So, I'd like to understand. There are other chukim. It seems that this chayk of paraduma is singled out. What's special about paraduma? Vasa bezdafka, the Torah picked paraduma to be the goyim even picked paraduma to be mine in Yisrael. Vasa bezdafka paraduma. Also, where the obvious shaila the farshim deal with, chatei zayis chukas hapara. The Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Ayutes Oisches says as follows: Shoal goy echad is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. A goy asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, "Ilan uvdaya de atun avdin? These things that you're doing, the hazah of mechatos of the meipar aduma, ilun uvdaya de aten avdin, de atun avdin?" Nirin kemin shofim. Looks like shofim. Atem mevim para v'sarfen aisa v'kaitshim aisa v'noit lemesafra v'echad mikem metamen lemes. And if somebody's metamen lemes, mazin olav shnayim v'sholosh tipin v'atem oimrim lay taharta. What you people are doing looks a lot like shofim. So the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered him, Amar loy, tell me. Certain disease of a ruach possessed the person, made him ill. Did you ever have such a thing? Amar lei lav. He says, no, I personally didn't. But ruach tazazis, did you see somebody, at least are you aware of somebody, did you see somebody to whom it did happen? Amar lei hein. Said, yeah. Amar lei. And what do you people do for him? Amar loy, mevi'in ikrin, uma'ashnin tachtov, you have smoke, like fire under it, with smoke. Umarbitzin ale mayim, vehi bayrachas. You pour water and it runs away. So what does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tell him? So that's not kshofim, huh? That's a cure to a disease. Vehi bayrachas, and it goes away. Amar loy, yishmu aznecha mashapich, mashata moitzi mipicha. Hear what you yourself are saying. It's the same thing. Kach haruach hazu. Same. This ruach tuma. It's also a ruach tuma. Something that's called dechsiv gamas anavim v'es ruach tuma an yaver min haaretz. Mazin olav meinidavu bereach. Same thing. So just like what you do for your ruach tazosis is not kshofim, this is also not kshofim. Gave him an answer, the guy left satisfied. Lacha sheyotza, Amrulay Talmidov, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Leze yenek goy dochisa bikone. You were able to be doiche him with nothing. Lonu mata oimer. What are you going to tell us? We know that that's not a good answer. Amrulahem, what did he tell them? Chayechem, loy hames mitame. Not the mess is mitame, veloy hames loy hamay mitame. Neither is the mess beetzem mitame, nor are the mayim mitaharim. Elo amra kodesh baruch hu, chukach hakakti, gzeira gozarti, iyata rashoi lavar al gzeirosi, tchsiv, zeis chukasate. So I'd like to understand this medrash. Nothing, first of all, why do they, Mitzad Yisrael, why do they have Shver? What's the Nekuda, why they have Shver here in Tumas Mes, how this works? I said there are a lot of, if you look at Chazals, there are a lot of Gemaras with the Yerichayla, with this, you do this, you do this, all kinds of interesting things that are Trufais, that are Refuais for Givis Amachlis. So why is it Be'etzem so strange here that here it's B'Shumay Fenupanim, that's called Chiyah Bekash? Don't give us these Narashat Tirutzim. These don't work. Why not? Why is it different than all the other Rufus that you have? Not kasha, it's just I want to use this to bring out a point. And second of all, why was this Tchiya Bekana enough? Wherein lies the basic difference that the Tchiya Bekana was enough to be Teicha the Goy, but the Yidin saw as Tchiya Bekana is totally unacceptable as an answer. What's the Goy? Wherein lies the basic difference? So the Yisod of this Medrash is in the perception of the Machla. A goy's perception, a goy's netiya is they're not ruchnias dike machlas. There's not ruchnias dike machlas. A ruach tezaz is the word ruach, but it's not a ruchnias dike machlas. It's a machla that comes al yedei that. That's it. This is also not a ruchni. The goy's hasoga is it's a physical machla. A goy can be led to, you can tell the goy, tumah is a physical. Ruach, yeah, that's like ruach tezaz, it's fine. In terms of a physical machla, there can be trufot. There can be cures that you spritzing a little water that comes from wherever it comes and was processed, however it was processed, that could in some format be a cure. Like any of the refuos that Chazal bring. But so the guy, it wasn't viewed, he was not noita to understand it as a ruchnias dika pigia tuma. He was understand it as some malady. If it's some malady, so then it has a cure. So you explain to him that this cure is not shofamistis. But Klal Yisrael, the Yidin, the Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, of good fashtanen, they understood what tuma is. The tuma is a header of kedusha. That in a place where kedusha was and left, the tumas mess specifically comes and the keiches atuma come and they take that over. That's a ruchnias dika thing. Keiches atuma tyra. These are ruchnias dika concepts. In this ruchnias dika malady of tuma, how can spritzing a little bit of water? How could that possibly help? That was the kasha. How does it work, Doctor? Klal Yisrael knows that what tuma is. For them, this answer that is just like Ruach Tezazis is Narishkeit. That's what they said. The guy, you were Deichem Bikash. But for us, it's a plea. Tumas Mes, how take? What are the dynamics? How does spritzing Mechatas help to take away the Ruchniyazdika presence of Tumas? Taka Akash. To which the answer was Gzeirat. We'll get back to that. Just to clarify, the did show you mitaycha medrash, the difficulty in understanding how it is that the tahara of parah aduma would work. So let's learn another medrash. Parshas Yotes is dalit. Amar Rabbi Yeshua de Sichnan b'shem Reb Levi. Rabbi Yeshua de Sichnan said in the name of Reb Levi, al kol dover v'dover shahaya omer hakadosh baruch hu lemoshe. Everything that the Eibishter taught Moshe Rabbeinu in Tyrus, Aymer Lo Tumasai, V'Tarosai, told him Tuma and Tyra and Altsig Ben Gut, everything was good. He told him Tuma, he said, how are you Matar like this? Kivan Shehigiyo LeParshas Emor LaKoyanim, when he got to the Parsha of Emor LaKoyanim, which is Tumas Mes, Omar Lo Moshe, the Moshe asked the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Im Nitma Bezeh, if you're nitma with zeb in tumas mes bemeti yatar also, what's going to be the tire? And whereas all of the other times there was a simple answer, where the tire is going to be for the various types of tuma, this tuma, he asked the rabbi neshalayim im nitma bezeb bemeti yatar also loy hayshivay, and the Eibishter did not answer him. The Eibishter was silent, did not answer Moshe Rabbeinu, but Oisai Shah. So Moshe Rabbeinu's gevur nishkut, it became, Moshe Rabbeinu became terribly perturbed and pained. Ba'isa shah niskarkim uponav shal Moshe. Kivon shehigiyu. Once they got the Parshas Parah Aduma, once they got the learning, that was in Parshas Emor, when they got to Parshas Chukas, when they got to the Parsha of Parah Aduma, Omer lo Yakodesh Baruch Hu, I didn't answer you, and I couldn't answer you then. Zu taharosai. This, what I'm telling you now, is the taharosai. What do you see from this medrash? The tumas mes is be'ikrei yisoidai, different than tumas. Tumas mes, all the other tumas, there's a tumah and there's a taira. Whenever the tumah comes from, it has a taira and there's no pella. In Tumas Mes, there's something intrinsic in Tumas Mes which defies having a tire, which precludes having a tire. That's why the Eibishter, Til Paraduma, we'll see what was this Chadish in Paraduma, Til Paraduma, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbeinu Shalom, with what is the tire? No answer. Niskar Kemupanov. Moshe Rabbeinu is Gevalt. That means a person becomes Tomei Mes, he stays Tomei Mes, he's not Shaykh Atar. It was Nishadish in Paraduma, here I had to get to giving the Parsha of Torah Paraduma. In the Parsha of Paraduma, you have the Musig of Tara. So here you have, what does that mean? Tomas Mes, it's not Pashat Bechlal, that it has a Tara in this world. It's not Pashat. That's why it was Nishadish from Shammai Shrabbe. So you see, Tumas Mes is Be'etzem more Chomer, and Tumas Mes is something which should not, Al Derech HaTeva, have a means, a possibility of Tahira in this world. That's that difficulty we said before. They were Doicha Degoy Bekash, but explain to us, and that's what you need Chukah Chokakti. What's the difficulty? Why is the particular difficulty of Tumas Mes? So the Chedush Arim is Masbir in Sefer Eschus. He says that Tom, these are his words, and then we'll explain them as a Kama that we can understand them. Ki tahara zu tzorech liyos mimokoyim hachayim she'ein hamiso magiyasham. That the tahara for Tumas Mes has to come b'shoroshay, from a darga, from a place where there is no musig kuloy chayim, where there's no Tzad Misa, where there's no Metzias of Misa. The Hezmer L'chaira is that in order to be Mafkia, the Kaiches of Tuma, of Tumas Mes B'Yisaydai, is the Prisis HaAdam. Tumas Mes, as opposed to Adam, Mes, that becomes, it becomes because of the Adam Kite, the Adama Kite of Adam, the Iruchnias, the Gatmikushim, the Adama of Adam. You see, L'mashal, for where did Misa come to the Olam from? The Chet of Adam Rishon. That's where Misa came to. Misa came to the Olam because of Chet. The whole Metzias of Misa is a product and a result of the low Darga of Adam, that it can't exist permanently, and even to have Tchias HaMeisim, the Guf has to be destroyed, like the Ramchal is Masbir. Al Kolponim, it came as a Taitzoh of Chet. Now, Klal Yisrael got to a Madrega at one point where there were Kulei Chaim with no Misa again. That was by Matan Torah, by Sinai, with the Luchas Rishonis. With the Luchas Rishonis, it was Chorus ala Luchas, and in the Chedach Aldash, Cherus Mimalach Amoves, no Misa. They were in a Maila. They were Kaina, a Maila that the Malach Amoves has no Shaychus to. Now, in other words, a place with no Misa. That kayach, they can take off Misa, they can put themselves with that kayach, they can be ice Misa. Unfortunately, however, there was the Chet HaEgel. And after the Chet HaEgel, the Luchas Rishonis were broken, and were left with the Luchas Shnias. Now they're back to being mere mortals again, and they do have Misa, so they're back to Misa again. If they're back to Misa again, they have no Metzias of pure Chaim. So at Kama, that they don't have something that's pure Chayim, something that can be Tomei, so then that doesn't have Bekayach to take off their Tuma. The antidote to taking off the Tuma is pure Chayim, which you don't have. You don't have that Darga, you don't have that Kayach. But that's what we touched up is a Pasuk in Tehillim. It's Be'etzim Harei, a Pasuk in Tehillim, Pei Beit, Tupsukim. Ani Amarti Elikim Atem Uvnei Elya in Kulchem. That was with the Luchas Rishonis, but then came the Chet, and Ochein Ka'odom Temusa. Ochein Ka'odom Temusa. Misa. So now the Bnei Samusa, the people with Misa, the Shailit Bahumovas. So then it's not Shaykh Kapara. How do you extricate yourself from that? How do you extricate yourself from that? That's the Pella. Ella, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's problem, what he was afraid of. And that's why the Eibishter didn't answer, because it's a richtig taina. It is a taina. Ella, that in Parah Aduma was Nishadish. In Parah Aduma was Nishadish that there is a Tara. That there is a Tara. What's the Taich in Parah Aduma? There was Nishadish and there is a Tara. It's B'metzius. Not how it affects the Tara, but there is a Tara. How in Metzius is it Chayach a Tara? There's still B'nai Smusa. They don't have that Targa of Kul Nechayim. Zok de Chedush Arim, and this is a Yesod. Munach, that even in, you see, for example, that when Klal Yisrael went to Milchama, there were two Arayinus. The Shivrei Luchas were in the Yaron that went to the Milchama. The Shivrei Luchas went out to Milchama. We're in a world of Luchas Shnias now. Take the Luchas Shnias. What are the Shivrei Luchas worth? The Teretz is the koyach of the Luchas Shnias even was because of what is from the Luchas Rishonis. The koyach of the Luchas Shnias is from the Luchas Rishonis. The koyach of the Luchas Rishonis was still kayim to an extent. That's how Bechlal they were able to attain any Torah, even with Amelus in the realm of the Luchas Shnias. So at Kama, that the Milo of the Luchas Rishonis stayed to an extent. So what does that mean here? They still have that koyach to rise to that darga. They still have that koyach of, they're not living in a place with no Misa anymore, but they have the koyach to rise, that koyach in them to rise to that in order to affect Tyra, in order to take off Tumas Mes. And that is done with Parah Aduma. How? We don't know. That's the chayk. And that is done with Parah Aduma. That's what the Rabbi Nishalem told. What was the issue? Klal Yisrael already had it, but they lost it. So it was this kapara. A kapara was attained. So maybe the kapara was only attained that they're now on a level of pure Luchas Shnias and they don't have anything beyond that. So they don't have no magad. They don't have any contact with a world of no Misa. With a world of no Misa. What's Nizgala? What was Huvrar al Yedei, the fact that he gave the parasha of Parah Aduma, is that the kapara was such that they did manage to keep a chelik of that darga of the Luchas Rishonis. They do have a shaychis to a place with no Misa. If they have a shaychis to a place with no Misa, it's shaykh in them Tyra to take off this Tumas Mes. That's the Taich in what was Nitan in Parah Aduma. And that was not just Nishadish in Parah Aduma. That was just Nishadish in Parah Aduma. Even more than that, Parah Aduma be'etzem affected, Rav Moshe HaDarshan brings, that Parah Aduma is mechaper on the Chetei. Parah Aduma is the Gemar, is a part of the Kapara on the Chet of Egel. How? So that's not for now, but the Taiches, the Chet of Egel, was making their own cheshbonis, what they should do for Kvod Shamayim, thinking Moshe Rabbeinu was dead. What should they do for Kvod Shamayim? And we know how that turned out. The Tikkun on that is something which is totally devoid of making your own cheshbonis, doing something that's totally a chayk, i.e. Parah Aduma. So Parah Aduma, which is the Chayk, Parah Aduma, Memele is the Gemar of that Tikkun for the Chet, the Gemar of the Tshuva for that Chet. Memele, Yedei Parah Aduma Gufa, you are Zoyche to have still a contact with that Madrega of No Misa, and Memele Shayach, the concept of Kapara. Okay, that's the Taich in that Medrash. So that's why Klal Yisrael had this Kasha to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's this ruchnisdik thing, this Misa is a terror, this Misa is because of the lowliness of man, and he's affected by Tumas Mes, because there's Misa in the world, and a Tumas Mes can pull him down. How does it go away? How are you mafkia it? We don't have any kesher to anything else. Pora Aduma. What are we doing? A few things. Effectively, what's doing, that's taking away, that's how does spritzing a little bit of water put you in a place with no misa to be mafkia it? That's maf. After it was given, Pora Aduma. How's it work? You want to talk about the how of it? In terms of the how of it, we know, okay, it does, because Eibishter said you do have a magad, does. But what you're doing, actually, in terms of physically what you're doing, how does that take off tumor? Antibiotics take away infections, right? Aspirin takes away temperature. How does it do it? It doesn't make sense. There's no way it should possibly be able to affect that. And you can't be doicha us bekash the way you were doicha the goy, because the goy who's musig and his megushim dikim musig, that everything is like a physical ailment, like ruach tezosis, you have this thing and this is a cure. We're not goyim, we understand we're yidin. As yidin, we have a fundamental belief that if there's things are ruchni, and there's this tumas mes is be'etzem, a ruchni is like a concept, because of the priestess of the Adam and a limitation of his capabilities, which came as a result of chet. How do you get out of it? How do you extricate yourself from that? Paraduma, you gave paraduma. How does it work? Okay, paraduma does that. I know that that's the rest, but how? What does it do? The answer was, paraduma is a chayk. So pashtus, what's the chayk shabai? The chayk shabai is like the Mefarshim say. You find in the dynamics of what paraduma does, you find steers. The paraduma is mechad, Metayer Tmeim, and Meidach, it's Metame Tahir. Satata de Sasra, it doesn't make sense. So it's a Chayk. But if you look carefully in this Medrash, it comes from a much deeper place. What was the Lashon of the Medrash? Chayechem, Loi Hames Metame, the Loi Hamayim Metahare. Loi hames metame veloi hamayim metaharim. Elo amra kadosh baruch hu kakak hu kakakti gzeira gozarti yet arashoi lavar al gzeirosi tichsiv zois chukas ha-toyra. What's a chay? Ein hames metame. Not only is how the tahara works a chay, it's not al pisaychel. How a person becomes Tomei because he came in contact with a mess. So the Kayakas HaTumah are in the mess that has a header of Kedusha. What's that got to do with the person who became Tomei? How do you become Tomei, Bechla? Is that a Teretz, even the onset of the Tumah, even the that you become Tomei mess is a Chay. Because before you ask me, how does it work? It doesn't make sense how the Tahara from Tumah's mess works. Guess what? It doesn't make sense how the Tumah of Tumah's mess works either. Ella, the whole thing is from the Eibishter. That's chayk from the Rabbeinu Shem, because the Eibishter wanted it should be Tomei, so it's Tomei. The Eibishter wants it should be Tar, it's Tar, and fine thinking, that's all it is. And it's from there that you have the Metamei Tehoirim and the Metayer Tumeim. That's a result of this. What does that come out to show you? That intrinsically it's not a koyach hametayer, because if it was, how does it metame tayerim? Intrinsically, it's not a koyach hametame, because if it were, how is it metayer tmeim? So what is it intrinsically? Nishdos and nishdos. It's a chayk. The Eibishter wants you should become tor, and this is what the Eibishter said that noyimah. How does that work? Because that you became, take a step back, that you became Tomei, that's also a Chayk. It's Chayk from Aleph Bistof, this whole Tumah business. That you became Tomei is a Chayk, that you become Tor is a Chayk. It all has no dynamics. There's no rational Seichel Dika dynamics that you're going to explain how a person catches this virus and how one cures himself of this virus. Okay. So that's the Taich. Now, once we understand that, we can go back to what we started with. Why, when they're mining as Yisrael, do Masa'ilam, or why, if the Torah chooses some chayk to call Chukas HaTorah, you're looking for the Spitz chayk, we have a little bit of a Havana now, why that's Paraduma. Because in Paraduma, not just what you do is a chayk. the whole parsha from start to finish, how you became Tomei and how you became Torah, Mitchila Atzof, and Aleph Mitzof, the whole thing is one shtick chayk. There, the Rambam said, listen, you guys are like totally. It makes no sense. Totally. How'd you become Tomei? How'd you become Tomei? What is this Tumah business? So, okay, so Rabbi Yezra ben Zakkai was able to sell this guy some lokshin, that it's a machla like Ruach Tezozes, and the guy with his goyish kop is willing to be mekabel that. But to Mesa'ilam are not all that dumb as that guy, so they can't understand, they see Klaius by Klaius, so there is a concept of Tumas. This whole thing makes no sense. Tumas mes, Tyre from mes, the whole thing is a chayt from A to Z. That's unique to Paradum. And that's why they're mining in Yisrael, Badafka, and the Chayk of Paradum. The other question that we asked, this is very important. Why does it say Chukas HaTayre and not Chukas HaPara? Because it Be'emes is Chukas HaTayre. Paraduma is the place where it's Nizgala to us that everything is because that's what the Rabbeinu Shalala wanted in Farti. That you become Tamei Mes, that you become Tahar Al Yedei Para Aduma, it's one shtick chayk. Meitchila Ad Seif. It's one shtick chayk. But it's not coming to be a Gzeres HaKosov that it's only here. Here it's Golui to us that's what it is. Be'etzem it's a Gilui, the whole Torah, we're Avdei Hashem, anything we do, Be'etzem is a chayk. Aye, there's certain things we understand, or we think we understand why we have to do them. That's because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam put in our minds, in our seichel capacity, in our intellectual capacity, to be able to understand that. Did it have to be that way like that seichel? No, the Eibishter gave us this kayach of a havana, because he wanted us to have that, so we should learn from that or whatever. But b'yisoidei shel davar, the shayrish of the tziva, we don't know. Any tzivui, every tzivui is a chayk. Bottom line, why are we mitzvah to do this? No clue. Why do we do that? Chayk. The Eibishter said we do it, and that's why we do it. Where do we see that? Where do we learn it from? We learn it from Paraduma. But the klal is zois chukas hatoira. Everything, not just Paraduma. That's the limud from this parsha that. You know, you can't go with rational explanations and decide this doesn't apply here, this doesn't apply here. Make your own cheshbonos, leave your cheshbonos in Beis Medrash, your mechuyev, to understand to the best of your knowledge everything. Leave those cheshbonos there. When it comes to the Olam Asiyah of mitzvahs, we are Avdei Hashem. Everything is a chayk chakakti, ve'en lecha rishus lahar achra. Doesn't have to make sense to you to do it. You do it because there's only one reason why we're mitzvah to do it. Because the Eibishter said so. No other explanation. Paraduma is the ephemeral. It's the spitz thing that you see like that. The side of tumah from all sides. The whole thing is kol kulay oimer chayk. That's the limud. We're meant to apply it to all the other mitzvahs and to apply it to our entire lives. Shabbos.